We want to talk to you. Give us a call at 433-1037 or statewide 1-800-477-1037. Now, back to the zone.
I think if you look at both of our point guards, they had 7 turnovers in the game, and some of those turnovers led to some easy run-out layups. So you got to give them credit, but it wasn't one of our games offensively where our backcourt maybe played great, taking nothing away from Connecticut because they did a great job. We're not the most talented team. We're a team that came together, and they played for one another, and they played hard. And in a lot of ways, I think these guys exceeded what I ever thought we could be as a team. So I'm proud of them, happy they got to this point. Disappointed we lost. They're disappointed, but hopefully, we can look back on a lot of great things that were accomplished this season.
Been pretty good.
Yeah, Billy D.
When you see 3 assists, that's a direct reflection of your guards. You know, as much as I don't want, we would not be in a situation if it was not for Scotty Wilbekin. You know, and you just never want to see a guy his senior do all the things that he's done. You just wish he could have played and performed a little bit better for us. But if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be sitting up here right now. After every year is over with, I always take time and try to evaluate myself, our team. And the number one question I ask myself every year is, did our team play as close as possible to their potential? And maybe more so than any team that I've coached based on the talent level, we played way beyond our potential as a team. And I think that we've been a team where the whole has been better than the parts.
There's no question about that, Billy D.
No doubt.
Coach Donovan certainly had an incredible run. And, he does have Scotty Wilbekin to thank.
Now, is he a senior?
Yes, sir. He's done.
Yeah.
Billy D. recently signed a 3-year extension that raised his average salary to $3.7 million annually over the final 6 years of his contract. He's made an extra $250,000 so far this season. Mm-hmm. If they did win Saturday and won the championship tonight, he'd have made an extra $150,000.
Wait. He's going to make $150,000 for winning the national championship?
Would have.
Oh, would have. Okay.
Would have if they had won it.
Okay.
Kevin Ollie, if they do win tonight, he'll make $166,666 bonus.
Really?
I don't know. I think if I was Kevin Ollie, I'd be like, how about you make $165,665? I don't like all those sixes today.
Yeah,
that's just bad luck.
Wow. So he will have made more money than Billy Donovan.
Would have made more money than Billy Donovan.
Something's not right about that.
Yeah, but I think everything combined, I'm sure Billy D would have made more. Yeah. How about this? Gino Auriemma, whose team's playing the national championship tomorrow night, which, by the way, they're playing against Notre Dame, 2 undefeated teams clashing.
Is it
pretty
fair
amazing
to say that he's like the best women's basketball coach, like, ever?
I think it's pretty safe to say that.
I mean, over Pat Summitt?
At this point, probably.
Yeah.
Although Pat Summitt, It's difficult to look her in the eye because she's got these big, beautiful blue eyes,
yes,
and tell her that she is not the greatest.
No, I agree.
In fact, I think she probably, in a lot of people's eyes, is the greatest.
I love Pat Summitt.
But Gino
Auriemma,
I mean, the guy, he's going to win another national championship this year. He's probably going to win a few more.
You
anyway
think he'll beat Notre Dame?
I think they're going to destroy Notre Dame because they have the best player in the country at UConn. Okay. But Gino, check this out. He made $33,333 for making the tournament,
yeah,
getting to the Sweet 16, and advancing to the Final Four. The payoff doubles for him to win a championship. Pretty amazing.
Well, if you're UConn or if you're him, I mean, that's money in the bank. I mean, that's coming. You know those bonus.
Yes, please.
That bonus money's on the way.
I don't think.
Go ahead and sign the check.
I think that coaches should feel very comfortable when a player leaves the program, whether they graduate, leave early, for them to say, here's five G's right here.
Yeah.
Here's $5,000.
Have fun.
Do with it what you please. Take your family out to dinner.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Let's go to the phones quick, and then, Matt, we are going to play our favorite minute and a half clip. This is amazing. It's funny. When I was listening to this, I was watching it,
yeah,
I was thinking R.J. Hawk. I mean, Matt, don't you imagine this is how R.J. Hawk plays?
I'm scared.
Brad in North Little Rock, what's up, buddy? Brad.
Do you have the phone potted up?
Yeah, you got to turn it on. He undid it.
Hey, Brad, what's up, buddy? Sorry, my man.
No problem, guys.
Still learning how to use the equipment.
Yeah,
The Notre Dame game is probably going to go UConn's way, especially since they lost that. Notre Dame lost one of their best players the other night.
That's right. Yeah,
good point.
It was an
ACL. I forgot about that.
But no, I heard Harry King this morning on the show with No Name was talking about the BCS. And guys, I tell you what, I would take the NCAA tournament all day long. And I don't think that Kentucky is not one. I think they are one of the best teams in the country, regardless of losing to Florida, what, three times?
Yeah.
Of course, Arkansas twice. But I mean, we forget that they were the perennial number one to begin the season, and I guess they just finally put it together.
You're making my point for me.
And UConn having been beaten by Louisville three straight times. I mean, you got to look who they beat a who's who of Final Four qualifiers to get there. And Florida last night really, or actually in the NCAA tournament, hasn't had the spectacular numbers to where you think, man, this team's a national championship team. I mean, would they shoot 33-38% from the field again against Dayton?
Yeah.
And I think UConn can beat Kentucky tonight. That's Shabazz Napier and the UConn Huskies. Man, they play a brand of defense, man, that's absolutely amazing. They can shut you down.
You're right.
And I don't know if Kentucky can handle it. You know, they have gotten lucky three times with three-point shots, but I think it's going to be a one-sided game, and I think UConn takes it by at least 10 points. I really do.
Wow, big time. That's a big prediction, bold prediction for Monday.
Think about
Brad
this,
North Little Rock. I like it.
I like it.
Double-digit win. All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
Think about this, Pat. When you look at the road that UConn took to get to the championship game and the road that Kentucky took, I mean, UConn beat St. Joe in the first round, then Villanova, then Iowa State, and then Michigan State. Not a bad road, but Iowa State without their best guy. Okay? Kentucky, on the other hand.
George's Nyang.
Kentucky beat Kansas State, who could have very well won that game. Kentucky then went on to beat Wichita State, who everybody knows about that. That was a two-point game. Then they beat Louisville, and then Michigan, and then Wisconsin. I mean, the road for Kentucky to get to that point is much more difficult than what it was for UConn. I'm not saying UConn's not a very good team because they proved me wrong over Florida. But I think when it's all said and done.
Well, Kentucky had to beat three teams in this year's tournament that were in the Final Four last year, Wichita State, Louisville, and Michigan.
I think when it's all said and done, you're going to see a Kentucky team that's going to be a better team than what UConn is. Mm-hmm. I really do, just because of the simple fact of, you know, they're battle-tested. They the road that they took to get to this point, boy, I mean, that's, you know, we always said in leading up to this point, everybody on this station and all the national people said, whoever wins that Midwest region, I mean, they're going to deserve the national title because of the road they have to go through.
They'd certainly be tested. When I'm looking at this, and how many teams in this year's tournament, going into the tournament, you thought had a legitimate shot at it? Michigan State, a lot of people picked Michigan State.
Yeah.
I thought Wisconsin certainly had a team that could win a national championship,
I still believe
that.
I picked Michigan to win it all.
Michigan is a team that could knock down some shots. They've been there before. Arizona was a team that could defend. They could pass the ball great. They had athleticism, great guard play.
Yeah.
Louisville. You looked at that was a team where I saw them at times this year where it was the same thing. Their guards were so strong, could put pressure on you, could knock down some shots.
Yeah.
We didn't get into the white guys in the NCAA tournament, which we will. We will at the end of next hour.
I hate to be a tease.
I know, but we'll do it. Coming up next, though, we're going to take a little break from the NCAA tournament. We'll talk some Major League Baseball.
I like it. That's my area.
With whom, Matty T?
With Bleacher Report's lead Major League Baseball writer, Jason
Catania.
Catania.
I like it.
Okay. Catania. Just think Cat and Tanya.
Cat and Tanya. Fair enough. Live fan feedback, go to 1037thebuzz.com and get you some of it. I'll read it all, good, bad, and ugly, my friends.
I hate my bugle.
Zone, Buzz Radio Network.